Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
We always like the slide whistle.
How did that come across? Pretty good?
That was good. Fine. Yeah, that was solid.
Anybody else on the grounds? Thousands of people here. Anybody else do you think has possession of a slide whistle at this very moment?
I would say Monty Hall would ask somebody for a slide whistle in their purse. Nobody would come up with it.
Right. Exactly. Then they take what's behind curtain number three. It'd be a dead goat. Hey, again, just a reminder for fans of the Almanac, those who would like to listen to past Almanacs if they missed it or they want to relive it. And really, who wouldn't want to relive every single Almanac? I know I relive them in my dreams or nightmares, Neil. Right. You can go to the new Bob website. It looks really good. It's got the now playing, and it's easy to listen live. It has been streamlined, and it's got a new, fresh look. And the Almanac is a part of it. It wasn't there for a few days, but we got that straightened out. It's under the on-air tab on the homepage, on the main menu up top, up high on the homepage. Just go on air, and then you'll see the Bob Almanac. That's where the past Bob Almanac recordings are now located. Even you, Neil, could find it easily.
I'm trying right now. I'm just pulling it up. Best. Oh, yeah. There we go.
Wednesday, August 28th, 241st day of the year, here on the Almanac from Bobtown, 1907.
Shipping on your schedule. What could Brown do for you?
We had the whole Brown thing starting this date, 1907. There's a very, very good episode of the Mega Brands That Built America on the History Channel. They talk about FedEx and UPS and very interesting beginnings for both of those companies. And this was the beginning of UPS. Jim Casey and Claude Ryan. There are not enough people named Claude. Please, I implore you, pregnant women out there somewhere, please name your baby boy Claude. It'll go down in history, certainly.
Sure.
But two teenagers basically started a messenger service, and then that later morphed into United Parcel Service out of Seattle, UPS. On this date. Oh, love seeing that brown truck. When we were kids, yeah. I mean, that brown truck coming up the dirt road, you knew something special was coming. And, of course, now with Amazon, they're all over the place, them and the Amazon trucks and the FedEx trucks and the DHL and the whole thing.
It's all good. You know, it reminds me of little Ronnie Howard in The Music Man. While the Wells Fargo wagoneth coming, it's the same thing when the UPS truck comes down the street, you know. Something really cool is going to happen.
That was 1907. 1922 this date, the first radio commercial was broadcast on WEAF, WEAF Radio.
Wow.
In New York City. The commercial was for an American real estate agent. It wasn't the Pomerleau team. That's who I endorse. It was Queensboro Realty. Maybe they were as good as the Pomerleau team. I don't know. I assume they were. Queensboro Realty on this date, 1922. And you know, WEAF, W-E-A-F, you know what that morphed into?
W-N-B-C. Left the NBC.
Yeah, it became W-N-B-C.
W-N-B-C.
So WEAF became W-N-B-C once the NBC network took foothold there. The blue and the red network. You know, there was a blue and a red.
Sure.
They should have had a white. Let's move on to 1963 now. Historic day today.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
Hundreds of thousands there at the National Mall and the Reflecting Pool, Washington Monument, in front of the Lincoln Memorial, Martin Luther King Jr., and his famous I Have a Dream speech, civil rights rally in Washington, D.C., one of the seminal moments in American history, 1963. And it was actually 8 years to the day previous to that, 1955, is when the Emmett Till thing took place. Emmett Till, you know, the black Chicago teenager.
Oh, yes.
Who was at his uncle's home in Mississippi, was kidnapped. I guess he whistled at a woman, white woman, and then was killed, found murdered anyway, three days later. Yeah. So I don't know if there's any coincidence there that happened exactly 8 years later, but it certainly is a coincidence here in 1955.
That audio still from Martin Luther King gives me chills. It's so good. And the guy could deliver a speech.
Yeah, we don't have many people that give speeches like that anymore.
He had that. He had it.
All right, so let's move on now. 1978 here this day. Let's remember one of the best fishermen of all time, Robert Shaw.
Salmon fish, eh? Marlin, stingray, been through this piano wire. Don't you tell me my business again. You get back on the bridge.
That doesn't prove a damn thing.
Well, it proves one thing, Mr. Hooper. Proves that you wealthy college boys don't have the education enough to admit when you're wrong.
Yeah, Quint, he had street smarts, if you want to call it C-smarts. Yeah. We'll call him C-smarts.
Yeah.
And he'll get that fish for you. Bad fish. I had some bad fish the other day, but he was talking about a whole different kind of bad fish.
Right.
Mean. So Robert Shaw died. He was just 51. He was in some other things. He was in some Westerns, too, wasn't he, Neil?
Yeah, and he was the bad guy in an early Sean Connery Bond movie as well. And of course, Bond took him out eventually.
Yeah. He had
much
died.
Like Jaws took him out eventually.
Yes, exactly. 51. Yeah, he took him the whole thing. He was going to go get the whole thing. It was Jaws that it was the shark that got the whole thing.
Correct.
Whole thing of Quint. He swallowed him whole, just like a shrimp.
Pretty much.
Robert Shaw died at the age of just 51. That was back in 78, just a couple of years after Jaws, in fact. 2009 in the news.
After 2 months of speculation and rumor, the coroner's finally delivered his verdict. It was the anesthetic propofol, commonly used before surgery, which killed the singer, together with the sedative lorazepam, which tests reveal was a contributing factor. And there were other medications in his system, midazolam, also a sedative, the anti-anxiety drug diazepam, lidocaine, a local anesthetic, and the stimulant ephedrine.
You know, you look at all these big-time celebrities, they surround themselves with people. They really need to be careful who they surround themselves by, because you look at Michael Jackson, you look at Prince. How about just recently Matthew Perry?
Right.
And the people around him, and they're giving him these drugs, and they're saying, yeah, this is good. Take this, take this, take this. And it spirals out of control, and then bad things happen. And that's what happened to Michael Jackson. They ruled it a homicide this date in 2009. Remember, he died June 25th of 2009, just at the age of 50.
Very sad. And, of course, that happened in America, but all of, you know, so many of the great newsreels are from Britain.
Well, that was the best story that I could find on that. That's from Australia. That's from Sky News. I like Sky
Australia.
News. Okay, Sky News has some really good clips because they kind of give you the Australian view of what's going on here in America, and they don't hide their opinions on it. Let's move on to 2017. Here we go again, Neil. Here comes another news story with an accent for you.
Ban on plastic carrier bags in Kenya takes effect today. Anyone found manufacturing, selling, or carrying plastic bags will pay a fine of up to $38,000 or face a jail term of not less than a year.
Did you hear that? If you are caught with a plastic bag in Kenya, you could serve up to 4 years in prison, at least one and up to four, and be fined $38,000 U.S.
Walmart gives those bags out, you know, with one bag of Cheetos in them. That's a full bag to them.
You should see, though, some of these African countries and some of these other places, just how they collect. And it's a problem. It really is. 2017. How about this was 4 years ago. Another sad death. A young death in entertainment.
Wakanda forever!
Yeah, we lost the Black Panther on this date. Ikambe. Wakanda forever. The whole thing. Colon cancer is just 43. Now, the current guidelines, it was 50. I didn't have my first big C, the colonoscopy, until I was 50. And then they shifted it back to 45. My brother-in-law is past 45. He just had one. And so they've kind of adjusted this. But he died of it at the age of 43. So he probably hadn't had a colonoscopy yet. sadly.
No, and very sadly. He was so good in that first Black Panther movie. That was awesome and entertainment.
I don't know if he, you know, if there was a past history of it in his family or not, so I don't know that, but he was just 43 as the Black Panther, Chadwick Boseman, at the age of 20. And, of course, his death changed all the plans for Marvel as far as their plans, you know, for that character. They decided, in honor of Chadwick Boseman, because he was so good as the Black Panther, decided not to recast it.
Yeah, that was too bad, for sure. If you haven't, if you never saw that movie, it is worth is worth viewing for sure.
Birthdays now.
What's that red stuff on the side of your face?
I must have cut myself shaving, Sheriff.
Oh, you're shaving with lipstick now?
Oh, Daisy kissed me on the cheek as I was leaving, Sheriff.
You always did. Daisy Duke?
Yes, sir.
You know where Daisy Duke is?
Yes, sir.
Ain't it straight? You tell me where she is.
Yes, sir. She's staying at my house, sir.
Now, friends, if there's one thing Enos can't do.
Oh, there's a little whale in there, too, for you.
And Enos had no way of
Enos Straight. He was Roscoe's first deputy on Dukes of Hazzard. Of course, after that, it was Cletus.
Yes.
But the guy who played Enos on Dukes of Hazzard, Sonny Schroyer Jr., is still with us today, 89 years old. Enos is 89.
That's a good run
here today. How
we
about
like that?
Let's go to City Slickers. This is Daniel Stern, who is 67 today.
I was at work and on my break, and I took one of those home pregnancy tests from aisle 11.
The ones on special?
Yes. It came up blue.
Why is she telling you this, Phil?
Because I'm her boss, and we have a health plan.
Phil is in trouble. He's about to go on a cattle drive. Daniel Stern, City Slickers. You know, he was the bad guy in the first and second Home Alone movies too. Remember him?
Right. Oh yeah.
For that,
so good.
He and the crew outside wasn't what's his name? Joe Pesci too.
Yeah, Joe Pesci.
Yeah, in Home Alone they were great. But they didn't count on running into Macaulay Culkin, certainly, in that. Daniel Stern, City Slickers there, 67 today. Stifler's mom.
Thanks, Drew. I believe the kegs are upstairs.
That is what the Cretans drink. I'm talking about alcohol, liquor, the good stuff.
All right. I got some scotch.
Single malt?
Aged 18 years. The way I like it.
Uh-oh. Stifler's mom, Jennifer Coolidge. She does a lot of commercials as well. She was on Two Broke Girls and has done some other things as well. But I will always remember her as Stifler's mom.
Oh, yeah.
63 here today.
Very nice.
You gotta dance with the one that brought you. Stay with the one that wants you. One is gonna love you when all of the others go.
Shania Twain is almost 60, Neil.
Kind of changed her look.
In what way?
New hair color, new
cornrows.
I don't know. Everybody says they hardly recognize her anymore.
Ah. Well, you remember this song, "Dance with the One That Brought You." This is one of her two releases before she got hooked up with what's his name from Def Leppard, Mutt Lange.
I think there was actually three, but
What? There was this one, Dance the One That Brought You, and then there was What Made You Say That? Was there a third one?
Yeah, there was three songs on that disc that came with her and Toby Keith, each releasing three songs.
But those two that I mentioned were the two highest charting out of those three.
Yes, they did get some airplay,
So Shania Twain, 59 here today. And you know who's in that, video for that song? Actor Charles Durning. Remember him? Best Little Whorehouse in Texas?
Oh, yeah, sure.
He was Doc Hopper, the one who wanted to eat Kermit in the Muppet movie, Evening Shade. I see him every now and then on Everybody Loves Raymond. He's the father. Not the father, but, you know, the church-type father.
Oh, sure,
So Shania Twain, 59 today. Jack Black.
You destroyed the only thing I love. All right? There it is. What do you love?
I love poetry. And a glass of scotch. And, of course, my friend Baxter here.
Well, guess what? Now this is happening.
Excuse me. What are you doing?
That's how I roll.
I think somebody After he punted Baxter, I think the guy in the river called for a fair catch, Neil.
I think you're right.
Going for the coffin good. Corner. There's Jack Black from Anchorman. He's punting Baxter into the river. Jack Black, Tenacious D, etc. He's 55.
So hey! My name's Brandon Walsh.
Brandon Walsh. Scotch or Irish?
Both, actually. By way of Minnesota.
Yeah, they're new in town. That's when Brandon meets Dylan. When Jason Priestley meets Luke Perry, Beverly Hills 90210 fans know what I'm 90210 fans know what I'm talking about. That's Jason Priestley, 55 on our birthday list today. Jake Owen on the list today, 43. This is a smoking song, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I like it.
Little 8-second ride there, Jake Owen. He was spitting his dip in a cup. That's not wise if you're out four-wheeling, Neil.
No, probably not.
No,
and but yeah, you know, his early stuff. I just saw Jake Owen up at Lakes Jam. It was really good. I enjoyed his early stuff. You can try to resist,
try to hide from my kids, but you know. You recognize this song from Leanne Rimes? Well, it really wasn't a country song, but it was from the movie Coyote Ugly.
Yes.
Didn't you just recently go all Coyote Ugly with your friends out on the bar hopping?
Yeah, we were dancing on bar tops.
Yeah.
And,
well, yeah. That's what Leanne is doing there in the movie. She's singing and right. She's on the bar top. Leanne Rimes got started at the age of 13. She wasn't dancing at any bars at the age of 13, Neil.
No, probably not. She
maybe
did
an ice cream bar.
When she came out with Blue, though, that kind of changed things. She was
maybe
really
an
good.
Omelet bar. Leanne Rimes, 42.
Could be worse. Worse. How could this be worse? Could develop an itch on your nose.
Lone Ranger and Tonto, they're buried up to their necks. You know that scene, Neil.
I do.
From the Lone Ranger.
Yeah, Johnny Depp was Tonto.
Yeah, and Armie Hammer was the Lone Ranger. Michael Armand Hammer.
It didn't get great reviews, but I kind of found it entertaining. I enjoyed it.
In the old Lone Ranger TV show, did Clayton Moore and Jay Silverheels ever end up buried to their chin?
Me not remember, Kimasabi.
No, apparently not. So Armie Hammer is 38. One more.
What is grounded?
There's no more TV.
Oh, God.
Friends can't come over. You can't go to their house. No phone. You're grounded.
Idea of being grounded, and I didn't like it more when I knew what it was.
Honey Boo Boo, Neil, you were a fan,
sure.
Certainly.
Yeah. Oh, the yeah. Cute. How could little... you not? The lovable
I'd like
Honey
to...
Boo Boo.
I'd like to get an update on what Honey Boo Boo is doing now and what she looks like. I think she lost a lot of weight, but Honey Boo Boo, 19.
I prefer Baboo. Thank you.
Baboo. No, that's Baboo. Yapple oh, that's right. Dapple.
Yes. How old is Honey Boo Boo now?
19.
Wow. It's been that long. All right. Gone, but not forgotten. We have a former First Lady of the Day. We prefer them with multiple names, 3, 4, 5, 6. Anyway, this one's pretty good. Four names for former First Lady Lucy Ware Webb Hayes. President Rutherford B. Hayes' wife was born on this day, 1831. We got to give some props to cartoonist Jack Kirby, born on this day, 1917. He really created, you know, you get a lot of credit with Stan Lee, but Jack Kirby, the Incredible Hulk, the Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, he really created those comics and did a very nice job. Jack Kirby, born on this day, 1917. She was Miss Hathaway in the Beverly Hillbillies, you know, ably assisting the bank president there, Mr. Drysdale. Nancy Culp was the actress, 1921.
They have a lovely pool and bathrobe.
Yes, ma'am?
I'm taking a bikini to Palm Springs.
Is that faster than a train?
Jethro, you dear naive boy. You shall see when we go swimming. You Tarzan. Me, Jane.
No, ma'am. I'm Jethro Bodine.
I don't know. She kind of had a body like olive oil, didn't she? Right, so I don't know what the whole bikini thing.
Right. Might not be the best choice, but there it is. And, of course, Jethro, little slow on the uptake there. That's all right. We liked him that way. Nancy Culp, born on this day, 1921. I remember in Hawaii 5-0, you know, she was on the team there. Peggy Ryan was born on this day in 1924. You know, after Dano booked him, she did the paperwork, I think. Peggy Ryan, 1924. We had the Francis the Talking Mule clip here recently from yesterday, yeah. As a matter of fact.
How about
the
another guy, one?
Who played opposite Francis the Talking Mule in the movie and was in? So he was a multi-tool guy, right? Sing, dance, comedy. He could do it all. Donald O'Connor, 1925.
Plus, he had to know how to operate the pooper scooper,
for sure.
I knew you wouldn't believe me, Judge, but Francis is a mule, a regular mule with four legs and big wobbly ears, and he talks. But he's got more brains and a bigger heart than anyone I know. And I should have listened to him. He's the best friend I ever had.
So he was Wilbur, kind of, right?
The
Mr. Ed comparison. He was the Wilbur to Francis the Talking Mule.
Yes. And was right alongside Gene Kelly and Debbie Reynolds and Singing in the Rain.
Why not?
Donald O'Connor, born on this day, 1925. Well, we loved her as Helen Willis on The Jeffersons. And she's also Lenny Kravitz's mother. Roxy Roker was born on this day, 1929.
George, it's Tom and Helen.
Wow. Well, this is my favorite in-laws, the Willis's left. Am I glad to see you? Thank you for coming. Have a seat. Make yourselves comfortable.
Tom, would you please pinch me?
Sure. May I pick my spot?
I just want to make sure I'm not dreaming. I've never felt so welcome before.
Well, don't.
That is the best that George ever treated the Willis's deal.
For sure. I don't know. He was on way best behavior.
Well, he had been sniffing too many of those cleaning chemicals at his dry cleaning shop.
Ah, yeah. That will, taint your judgment a little bit. Roxy Roker there from The Jeffersons, 1929. I remember the TV program Run for Your Life, and Ben Gazzara was the star of that program. And he won some awards. He's a fine actor, born on this day, 1930. And from Starsky and Hutch, he was Hutch and a fine singer, David Soul, 1943.
Monster number one hit here. Huge.
For sure.
Stars we can't change out.
70s soft rock.
Don't give up on us, baby.
That's how I like my Sweet Martha's cookies. Although I can make them just as good at home, I like them soft, just like I like my rock.
I know we put a last one by.
You know, the other day I made some corn that they would only dream of making up at the corn stand on my smoker. Got to be honest, Neil. You know, full transparency.
I want to try it out. There it is, David Soul, Don't Give Up on Me, Baby, 1943. Sadly, he and all of those are gone, but not forgotten.
Yes, they are.
But not forgotten. All right. Well, okay, my staff, all right. They get gold stars all around for today. And now we're ready to move on to a Bobathon. And Jim will be in charge of that from the fair. And let's allow you to choose from these three. Would you like to start it with some Mandatory Merle and Mama Tried? Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder, Lovin' Only Me. And Jason Aldean with Crazy Town.
You know that Jake Owen song kind of got me in the mood for, because the Crazy Town by Jason Aldean is similar. It smokes and cooks and does all that. So let's go with that one.
I like it. Have a good day at the fair, everybody.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Elk River, KLCI, HD1, Elk River, Minneapolis, St. Paul,
Bob FM,
broadcasting from Bobtown at the Minnesota State Fair and the Barnhouse Exteriors Studio.